Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, and welcome to our show. We've never done a Sunday show before.
Never, at least.
Not in any time period I remember.
Not in the last few years.
Right. And we discovered that this is a pretty important day for a lot of folks out there. This is National Cancer Survivors Day.
That's a big one.
So we wanted to mention that, and that we all probably know somebody who has survived the big C.
C. We're not talking the four-letter word.
How did you ever segue to that?
It popped in my head when you said the big C. And I wasn't talking about that one. I'm talking about the one the guys like. Anyway.
It's also sausage roll day, Jim.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe stick one in your pie hole.
Shut hole. Hey, international. I've done a bunch of them already. Another international shout out to Michelle.
Michelle.
UK.
All right. If this gets popular, we're going to do this on Sundays.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, is that a movie?
Well, it's a U2 song, but it's referring to some actual historical event.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you should not get sidetracked, and you should do your thing instead of playing.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Remember, those of you that have tuned in or are watching, and this could be your first time, I only use, and I'm holding them up for the Facebook Live viewers, deck of ordinary playing cards, not tarot and not oracle, not angel, not any of the other really beautiful systems that are out there. I've heard about them, but I've never studied them. I completely stayed focused on personal prophecy, as you heard in the intro, that my grandmother taught me. And that was back in 1982 when she did that. I didn't want any other philosophy to somehow bleed in to personal prophecy, so I stayed away from them. I have had tarot readings. I've got to say, those are awfully good. It's a beautiful, life-encompassing philosophy, I find, is the tarot. For me, this method is far more literal. It'll tell you, how does so-and-so really feel about me? Or is this the relationship that's going to last, as in my lifetime? Or, oh my goodness, I really hate my job. Am I going to have a new one soon? And the cards can get very specific. So you bear that in mind when you call in for a reading, that you want to be specific with your question.
That word can be tricky to say.
Specific, yeah.
Sometimes if you're not really focused on the word, sometimes you go
specific.
Sound like Sylvester the cat.
Right.
All right. I would like to jump in now because
It's his turn.
We have lots of people watching, and we're starting to get those folks on hold. Stand by, or those on hold. We'll be getting to you shortly.
Yeah.
We want to let everybody know the number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You can Skype in two phone numbers, which I didn't know until we started doing this stuff. I thought you could only go Skype to Skype, but see, you learn something new. And that goes for international folks. If you really wanted to call us on that number, you could. It's not free, but it's nowhere near what you would have to pay on a cell phone plan.
Right.
When you call in, you'll be told you're putting on hold, basically, and you will be on hold, and you'll hear the show, and we will see you physically. Our eyeballs will see you on a list, so you will not be forgotten. And when we picked your call, we're ready to do your reading. Please kick that speakerphone off if you can. We know sometimes you're driving and there's laws and safety and stuff. Same with the Bluetooth. If you can, we really encourage you to do so because it might not be good on our end. Also, your background noises, multitasking, stop that stuff as soon as you get to us. I know while you're on hold, you might as well multitask. What the hell else are you going to do? But once we take your call, please stop multitasking if you can. And if you can't, which is mainly a lot of our international folks, but we get some messenger folks domestically too. If you can't call on the phone because it's a cha-ching, you can messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook, but you have to be her friend already. And we'll get many messenger calls.
This is the second generation Facebook portal. And this is what you'll come through using Messenger.
On our end. I mean, you can use whatever you want, phone. Well, quite often it's phones, you know, because that's just what everybody has in their hand walking around.
But you won't get charged.
It's Messenger. As long as you're in whatever you're paying for internet, that's all. It's not going to change anything. And when you do, before you call us on Messenger, we have to ask for Messenger calls because we don't have an ability to put people on hold.
Right.
It doesn't have an automatic hold system when Blog Talk does. It would be cool if it did, and then we would just say, everybody have at it, but we don't. So do not call. Otherwise, we have to kill you. Not literally.
Well.
We have to kill your call until we're ready. So, I mean, we have to hang up, basically.
There's
but you'll be able to call back. You're not banned.
Hold system.
You're not banned. We just have to go click real quick. Just click. Not now, we have to say. And for those, there's people that just can't do either. If you hang around in the Facebook Live and you view it for a while, it won't typically be the first half of the show, but you never know. But definitely the second half of the show, we seem to get some gaps where we can go to those folks that can only type their question in here. And I will watch. I will ask for that too. Don't type them in ahead of time. All right, one more time. That number is 515-602-9676. And I think the time has come.
It's fine.
The show on the road
has come.
First caller, 806 Texas, 806.
Welcome to the show. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ann. How are y'all?
Well, hi, Ann. We're doing pretty good. Normally, of course, we don't do Sundays, but we just got in the mood for it and thought, what the heck?
I'm in the mood.
So that's why we're here. Yeah.
Well,
so,
great. I'm glad y'all came on.
Yeah.
Well, what's cooking?
Oh, nothing much. Just wanted to get a little check-in, see what's coming my direction. Everything seems to be going well.
Okay. Knock on wood, that's good.
Well, right. we all can be grateful when we get to say that.
Yes, that's why we ask, you know, what's cooking, and if you say, well, not much, it's like, you know what, that's a blessing.
It really is.
Some people
except
get those
for the cost of gas. Oh, my goodness.
What is the amount where you
what's your
are?
Average down there? Or what's the cheapest you
we're
can find?
$4.19, $4.09 if you have like, Costco or Sam's, but it's getting
sounds up very similar to here. Sounds very similar to here. There's some Walmart like the cheapest around our neighborhood. It used to be they used to have a gas station there because the Walmart and Sam's were right next to each other, and then Sam's went bye-bye when they shut a bunch of them down nationwide, but Walmart took over the pumps, and they are the cheapest in town by far. And there's always a billion people, unless you go at odd times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's about the same. So we're all hating life, you know.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah, as far as any – when you roll up to that pump, you just want to shed a tear. Especially if you get
a truck
with like a 25, 26-gallon tank and stand by for the triple-digit bill on that sucker.
Well, maybe electric cars are coming along right at the – best time.
Yeah, because that saves everything on Earth, even though there's power plants belching smoke into the air making the electricity. But electricity is going to save us all.
He's in one of his moods.
Where do you think it's like this magical, Greek, it's electric, boogie woogie.
All right, so we're going to go back to Anne now. And I asked the cards if this month was going to be a good one for you. I think it is. Now, I am not familiar with what sort of residential area you live in. Is it a neighborhood? Are you in the country? You know, that sort of thing. You have a lot of neighbors?
I do. I'm in the neighborhood, but it's on the edge of, well, not on the edge of town, but it's pretty busy. And there's a school right down the street, so I'm not in the country, but there's plenty of houses.
Good. Well, I'm seeing a very attractive man is going to be moving into close proximity to your home. And I think the two of you are going to hit it off very nicely, starting as neighbors and then going on from there. So that's where I wanted to start, with something yummy like that. Yeah. Also, are you toying with an idea of doing something, because of the distance involved, I'm thinking it would be online. Are you thinking of possibly teaching a class or taking, there's something here pertaining to a benefit to your work, and it appears to be online.
Maybe I have been doing some online searching for teaching jobs.
Oh, have
so
you?
I have.
To supplement your current job?
Yeah, just to look out there to see, because I do need to get experience in teaching.
You also seem like a woman who's like, you like to be busy. You know, I can't see you with a lot of downtime, because you're just a busy lady. That I do feel something is definitely going to come up for you. And I have seen stories where online tutors are making $25 and up per hour in tutoring.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Might be something to look into. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my. Check this out, Jim. Yeah. You have nothing but men here, Anne. Your face card isn't even
What's
here.
The weather forecast?
I'm waiting to meet them.
Well, of course, there's always got to be a couple of rotten apples in the bushel.
No.
So there's two here that I would just,
just kick right back to the curve.
Exactly. Mm. Throw it back.
Yep, throw that fish back. It ain't ready yet.
Catch and release. Mm. But there's a couple others, too, that they're trying to figure you out. I think it's at the college. I really do.
Okay.
They see you walking through, the corridors, going up and down stairs, maybe. But they are watchers. Oh, yeah. And not sure if they should approach you. Do they have a policy at the school that students and teachers should not fraternize?
I don't know, but we do have locked doors, so people can only come into our offices or our hallways unless we let them in.
Okay.
So,
good security, at least.
I'm out. Will I meet somebody?
Well, I really think that you're going to have a new neighbor. He's got a lot of charisma. He's coming through as a club type of personality, somebody who is from the suit of clubs. It's very similar to Aquarius in the Zodiac. They are big thinkers. They want to save the world. He could easily be a painter. He could, like portraits and things. He could be
artist,
a songwriter. Yeah. He's a creator of, beautiful things. And I think you're going to find him very refreshing. Will it turn into something more than just a casual, neighborly, I don't want to say hookup, we'll say get together.
Interlude.
Yes. And it may not. You might find he's a little too, flying around on a kite string for you.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
A little too aloof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Some people are, especially the ones of the creativity ones, are sometimes not well grounded.
It's like they look at us as the oddity, when really they are very odd.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah.
You guys go into an everyday job. What is wrong with you? That type of thing.
So otherwise, I hate to say your cards are boring, but it's just that there's no drama.
Yeah,
for
that
June.
Means everything's riding nice and smooth.
Yes,
that's kind of good.
I feel, and you're going to pick up a internet job, teaching type job.
Okay.
And you will enjoy it very much.
And we do have online classes where I work, too. So I've been looking at, I'm still waiting to have that opportunity, so maybe that may be coming up.
Cool. If you happen to have, say, a special skill, I've been doing a lot of research on the internet that there are many really good platforms, quite a few that you can work on for free and set up courses that would be what you would call a passive revenue stream coming to you, where they would pay to take your course would walk them through it, and they can even get a certificate. Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
At the end.
Certificate.
Yeah. Did I say that weird or what? Certificate.
No, it was like, I thought you kind of almost had like a slight little hiccup or something.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And that could be something to consider, you know?
Okay.
Also, yeah, I think that after we have raised our children, they're out in the world doing the things they need to do. We got to find things to do also. And that empty nest syndrome, I think, is a very real thing. And I've been preparing. Well, first of all, there were 7 boys here. I was glad to see them fly the coop finally, just feeding them. My God, you know, it cost a fortune just feeding them. But anyway, it's important for us as our families do start transitioning more toward us just being single or with a partner, no youngins around. And I see you wanting to always stay busy. You don't have you're not a person to just, you know, sit around and watch television all day. I could see that you could become very antsy from that. So good luck. It looks like things are going to really grow.
I have to say that you have mentioned that I would meet someone as a neighbor or someone in the neighborhood. So you said that to me a couple of times now.
So you still see
him? Yes, that means he's still on the way.
He has not arrived yet.
I think he's buying a house.
Oh, he might not even be in the neighborhood yet.
No, I don't know if he's even in the neighborhood yet.
Yes, that could be a wee bit down the road, but nothing, you know, not like 100
years. Right, might be walking his dog or something, but you've mentioned that. Just like you mentioned my job coming in January, there it was.
Oh, yes, so. I know.
There it is.
So I do think there's going to be a very nice romantic relationship coming for you. And And a great job prospect. Something, you know, for you to do in addition to the work you're doing.
Yeah, and you're just going to pick up an extra little fun
thing. That sounds great.
All right, Anne, you take care.
Thank y'all.
Give our love to Danielle.
Yeah. I know Danielle's busy, but let her know that
Okay, hon. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's like the perfect mother-daughter team, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's in. Knock it on wood. It must be going great. All right. Let's go to our next caller. I'll give that number out again, 515-602-9676. Folks that want to messenger in, do not messenger now.
No.
We got another phone caller. We'll let you know when to messenger. And folks that are hanging out, they can't do either and want to type the reading, be patient. Be patient, Grasshopper.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, I know we got somebody listening on hold. They're probably like, they don't know if they're coming. Because you don't know how many other people are on hold. We're going to go to area code 310, which is out in California. 310.
Welcome to the show, California. What is your first name?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina. Good to hear from you. Have we?
Yes, likewise.
Have I given you a reading before? I'm having a hard time recalling.
Oh, yes. Yes, actually one other time before, about a year ago, I think.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Second time caller.
That's
cool.
That's great.
You're not a newbie.
So tell us what's going on and what would you like some insight on?
Okay, well, since that year, I feel like right now I'm at a place in my life where I'm having all of these new opportunities present themselves, and I'm just always looking for direction, leaning where something's going to be pulling me.
And is there any...
That's a little bit of what she typed before she called. She said... I feel my life is opening to new paths, trying to see what pulls me in what direction.
Okay. Would you specifically like to, you know, pose your question?
Yeah, can you narrow it down to something?
Yeah, sure. Right now, my work life, I feel like there are some opportunities or some things are changing in my work life right now. So.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. That helps her a lot, especially since you're a second time caller and got 12 months about in between the two. Are you satisfied with your current
work
life?
Well, there are some changes, and I'm just wondering if I should confront the change or if it's a change where I should change it completely, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so you're not really...
Go down a different path.
So there's, and that happens a lot of people. You see changes and you're not sure if you should jump ship, maybe go on to a different ship or see how this goes. I got you. That's very common in workplaces. A lot of workplaces, especially if they get new management and new and everybody, they all want to just change how they're used to doing things. And all the other people are like, what are you doing? You know, all right, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, now I'm trying to figure out how to actually frame this for her.
Frame it.
It jumped right out. Which means to me it's very decidedly so.
Very decisive.
Yeah, where what you're confronting or dealing with in your current job are changes that you have to adapt to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing that you will find greater success, happiness, satisfaction, all those fantastic things by you being in control of the change, which is you landing a better, different job. And it's right here. Boom. And there's a guy connected to it that would find you a perfect asset for the business. So this is like you've got a decision to make as things go along. You can stay there. It's not like they're going to, you know, pink slip you tomorrow or anything like that. You can stay in this position as long as you'd like. But some changes are maybe going to leave a bitter taste in your mouth, you know, where you might think, you know what, I think I could use getting more leadership, more power, more ability to make decisions, that kind of thing. So in other words, it'd be like growth for you to start. Just keep your eyes and ears open. The right opportunity elsewhere is going to fall right into your lap. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Sounds exciting.
It is. Christina, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you are one of the very fortunate few in this world that are literally able to make their fondest wishes come true. Seriously, you are a very lucky person that way. My grandmother used to say, Deb, you aren't going to find very many of them, and I haven't. But for better or worse, because sometimes, you know, especially when you are a person that can make dreams and wishes become reality, we got to make sure that what we're wishing for is good for us. So, yeah, I really think, hon, you've got a lot to offer, and you're going to go a great distance. I'm going to say projecting between now and the next 18 months, I expect to hear from you, and you're going to tell us that you're in an entirely different place in your life, and you feel empowered. You feel like you have command over, you know, your life.
Your destiny.
It's going to be just marvelous for you.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I really hope to.
You're going to know when the time is right and when the job is right for you. And I believe you're going to, they're not going to want to see you go, but you know, we've got to achieve stability for ourselves.
We got to look out for number one.
Yeah. We got to.
They're looking out for number one.
They are.
And you know what? That's not a bad thing necessarily. I mean, that's what, for businesses have to look out for themselves. Workers have to look out for themselves also.
One question for you, Christina. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
And are you happy?
Yes. Yes.
that's good because it's going to go on an upswing here. I think that some really awesome days are ahead for the two of you. It's like it's really coming together. Really coming together. It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
No, that's good, yeah. So this has been pretty good readings now.
I think so.
The first two are good ones.
I'm so glad I called.
Yeah. Now, remember,
I do apologize, but I do have to go. But thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, you go ahead. Run along.
You got to go.
And I'll mention to everybody else. Okay, thank you, Christina. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
But all the rest of you is that when you've had a reading, your own personal vibration has been elevated. This is an awesome time to be using the law of attraction where you can, you know, shoot the moon. A lot of times people underestimate their own potential. You know, a lot of people are like, well, my potential is maybe as big as this room, or maybe it would just fit in this cup. And yet the cards will show such expansion for you that it's a matter of dreaming big.
A lot of people don't like getting their hopes up high.
Well,
because they don't like disappointment.
The thing is,
especially if they've had a series of them already.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But you know how it is.
It is.
We're humans.
I get it.
We're humans. You know, you get beat a few times at something, and you're kind of like, okay, I'll try it again, but I'm not holding my breath, you know, that type of thing. But you got to keep on.
You got to take that risk.
Got to do what you got to do.
Otherwise, nothing changes.
It's true. You have to affect change.
You know, getting in a relationship is a risk.
Sure. It's better if you make the change than to have some outside force can make it not the way you need it to
be. Well, you're either in command of your own choices or you're at the mercy of the choices of others.
That's right. Better be the pilot than the passenger.
That's right.
All right. We are approaching Humpsville here, so we're going to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys the show. We have an international shout-out to give from Melissa, and she threw me a tiny little flag there that looks like it's the UK. But it is very tiny.
Welcome, Melissa. Glad to have you with us.
Well, the name is familiar, too. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll give that number out. And I just did say, there we go, never mind that. Microsoft Word, shush. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Do not messenger right now. And those folks that do want a messenger, be patient. We're only at the halfway point. It's all good. And those that can't do either want to type, you also be patient.
You'll get your chance.
You shall do so. Okie dokie, we're going to go to our next caller, which is, I think I know who it is, but I will not try to guess. 678, that's Georgia the Peach State, 678.
Welcome to the show, and what is your first name, please? Hello.
I'm sorry, I had it on mute, so you guys wouldn't get annoyed.
Hi,
this is Jalen, you guys.
Jalen, yes.
Yeah,
you have such a colorful name, I love it.
Yeah, I figured that's who it was, but every time I guess I'm wrong, so I just shut my mouth and say don't even say
I get so excited when you guys call my name, so it's great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You are live.
You probably can tell we really like doing this. You know, we try not to
feel
too out there, but we really do.
We're not making money.
This is all fun.
This is all fun. Everybody have a good time. Spread the word. Let her people know that she does cards type of stuff.
So, you're up. What would you like to know?
So the last time I spoke to you guys, I was talking to you about a work situation, telling you that I was in the middle of training, but there was two groups that were gossiping, having the power struggle.
I
didn't know who I could trust. So you told me that if I called back in with a name...
Okay.
Then you could probably tell me if she was one of the ones that...
Okay.
I've got to tell you, this method enables us to actually find out what makes other people tick, what they think, what their agenda is. All right? So, and the name we're going to work on is...
Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. she's doing the cards. If you want to feed some more info about Jennifer,
well,
why you're asking, something's obviously sparked you to ask about her. So we're curious. What can you tell Deb?
Well, there's only two people. There's Jennifer and another girl, and they're both in this war among each other.
Gotcha.
But they both have to help me.
So they're in the opposite groups, and they're both involved in your training.
Yes, and it's like they're both fighting with each other, and I feel like I'm in the middle, and I really don't know who I can
for you. That's lucky for you. You just want to get trained. You don't want to get caught up in all that crap.
Are they trying to either one pull you into their camp?
Into their fold.
Yeah. Or
I feel like they're trying to sway me, but I'm being completely mute.
You should definitely
because I don't know anyone.
Nope. Switzerland is the best.
Right.
She likes you very much, Jalen. Mm-hmm. She likes you. She finds you very refreshing, and you're great to work with. There is nothing here. If she's hiding something, she's good at it, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think she'd rather you like her more than the other one.
Yeah, the rivalry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like you're back in sixth grade.
Yeah, it is. It is very childish. Yes, it is.
Right,
yep.
Right. Very.
So, but I see no, maliciousness or anything. I mean, you're like, very Switzerland-y, like.
And they're recognizing that.
Yeah.
So they realize they can't tug at you too hard because.
No, that's right.
You're not ready to pick a side. You just want to get on with work and be trained.
Exactly.
Right,
I want to tell you, this is only going to be a stepping stone. I think we've talked about this before.
It was just last week she called. It wasn't that long ago, right?
Yeah, get all this training, and once you are really skilled at the job, there's a point here where you're going to go to another job.
Sure, that's
and
very
it's going
common.
To be even
oh, really? Bigger. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Very common, very common.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs, two, three of them, four, maybe even more, are stepping stones, so you land the one that you want to stay
well,
with.
Well, the days of people staying in a job for 20 years and getting a gold watch or whatever, those days are passing.
They're still out there, but
yeah.
you don't have to settle nowadays. Mm-hmm. You can explore
right.
other jobs. A lot of people used to settle. You know, it's like, oh, this is steady. Steady income. I'm scared to go take another job because I can stay here. But people are starting to say, screw it, I'm going for it.
Well, and for instance, we know a particular older lady, you and I, Jim, who worked in a clinic for, oh my gosh, what was it, 30 years? Where are you looking?
I just saw the coffee pot needs some help.
Okay.
Probably a filter.
She worked in this job for 30 years, and what really got her is that new women, girls coming in like fresh out of college and that were making more as a starting wage.
It's very common though.
And we would all say to her, gee, you need to move on. You should, but she didn't want to budge. She stayed.
There is a certain point when you're so into your retirement, there is no point to move on. Now you just piss it away. If you throw it away at like 16, 15 years, that might not work out for you. But anyway, you're right.
Yeah.
That's early on, you definitely.
Yeah, but these younger people come in. These younger people come in and they don't stay, or they don't have the work ethic that older people do. And I just,
I agree.
Well.
And they don't have children, or they have children, young ones. They have relationship problems. Actually, I'm going to put this out here. I actually won a settlement from a very big publishing house, and I had to sign papers with the settlement that I would not tell who it was. So I'm not going to tell
that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the thing is, I went to the interview, and her second and third questions were, are you married and do you have children? And
oh, wow.
How, you know, that's a catch-22. If I answer, I'm going to be eliminated as a possibility.
Yeah, they're a lot smarter nowadays, but that's an example.
If I tell her, you're not supposed to ask me that,
right.
I'm going to be eliminated. So
you're going to be eliminated, right.
I went home and called the Human Rights League, and it's a nonprofit. I told them my story, and they went and actually got a search warrant for the newspaper that advertised the job mm-hmm. had to cop up the mm-hmm. information. And anyway, they ended up offering me a settlement.
Because they don't want it to get in the news.
The other thing is they offered me a fair interview. It's kind of like a little bit pregnant, you know, you're either.
Yeah.
So I said no, and they gave me money instead. But that's something people need to remember. Just because they ask it doesn't mean you have, you know, to answer it.
Right.
So, but for you, I see that you are going to really catch on with the skill set that they're training you with or for. And eventually you will be attracted to another position. And it will be a big step up for you. And it will be very good. Very good.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm excited. So, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Cool.
Now, you only mentioned the Jennifer. I'm going to talk about the other girl. That's the one to watch. The other
Rhonda.
One. Yeah, she's a potster from what I see.
But she's not really looking out for your best interests is what I think. What
no,
Deb is
right. She's a catty girl, and she'd just soon stick a knife in your back as look at you. So,
that's a terrible workplace environment. The management obviously doesn't have much control of their staff if that's going on.
Yeah.
Because if you're a management, you got to put that down. There's no rivalry crap. We're all in the same company. But, you know.
Yeah, but you know, after you get to a certain age, you got to kind of expect for people to be professionals.
Exactly.
Yeah, one would think that. You know, yeah, you come to work, you're at work.
Jennifer
has
nothing but great thoughts about you. And the other one,
oh, great.
I don't feel the same way about the other one at all.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Awesome. Good.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you called.
Yes.
Thank you both. I really appreciate you guys taking my call and coming on a Sunday. That's a lot. I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.
Well, thank you so much.
We've been doing lots of experimenting, and this may not be the last Sunday.
We'll have to see what happens. Yeah. Well, take care now, Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Jalen. What do we got? Just about everybody that's called has been in the Facebook Live.
How about that?
Except Ann. I didn't see Ann say anything, but she could have been watching this. But, all right, excuse me.
Okay.
515-602-9676. That's a number to call in.
Right.
And what are we talking about? Stay in your lane, Deb.
Right.
Keep going over here trying to do my Facebook stuff. This is my job. That's your job.
Sorry. I guess I don't have the right clearance.
Well, what I'll do, I'll just start picking cards out.
I know.
See how you like that. Anyway, that's what I stay in your lane.
I'll stay in my lane.
All right, anyway, this is simple. The floor is wide open for the first. I don't want anybody to type the question in yet because I know we have messenger folks that want to go. So it will take the first caller or the first on a messenger. Who will it be?
I was thinking the same. Is that Jeopardy?
Final Jeopardy. Anyway, here you go. These are standing by. Because there was a 20-second delay just for me to say that. So, you know.
Oh, Mike, that's interesting. You see something interesting like that. You should share it. That he did psychiatry for 37 years.
Well. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Was that your profession, or does that mean you were in therapy for 37 years?
Yeah, I would assume for 37 years, you know, I was in a profession, Deb. That's why I didn't really broadcast it.
I'm just teasing a little.
All right. Let's see here. It says yes. No, she asked two questions, and you said yes. So is that yes to both? You were also a psychiatrist as far as the person practicing it and the person receiving it? She asked two questions. There's nothing wrong with that. Uh-oh. Charge nurse. All right.
Okay.
I'm opening the floor wide open now to all three. We can take the first call, the first messenger, or the first person to type in a question, whichever one we get first. And there'll be a 20-second delay.
You have a Michael there, too. Or is that Michelle?
That is Michelle that we already...
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Right. I got to keep checking here to make sure the call don't pop up, too.
All right.
I know we had some folks that wanted to type in some questions, yeah.
They can do
that. And it takes them a little bit to type, so we understand. We're being patient.
Mm-hmm.
Christiana had a past life question. Are you up for that? Because that's a tough one sometimes for you.
I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah, and can you just want to throw the past life out and leave it at that, or do you got something that you're thinking about, dreams about, or feelings about?
I mean, I can do them, but a lot of times it takes time.
Yeah, we've done a few of them before, and it's eaten up a lot of minutes, because it's a lot of work for her, and it's very extensive when you start digging into it. So we shall see. Yeah, you've done a few of those. I mean, it's obviously you've done every kind of reading on this planet after doing all, you know, for this many years. But, I mean, even since I've been part of the show, you've done quite a few past lives. I should say a few.
And not everybody is royalty or...
She's kind of wondering if there's some Egyptian thing going on. She must have some kind of feeling or something going down. Yes. You know, that's what I remember the movie Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Remember Costner said that to what's her face?
What'd you say?
Susan Sarandon. He goes, why is it everybody that, she talked about some of her, but why is it everybody that in their past life was always some kind of important person? Why was somebody no schmuck digging ditches? Why are they always somebody really important?
Well, Ashley, you remember her past
yes,
life.
Right.
She was just a commoner, really.
Yes, yes. But I'm just saying, but like a lot of TV stuff you see and or people that talk about it, it's like, oh, yeah. I was king, you know.
Well, it's interesting, Christiana, because I was going to say, as I was laying out your cards, I got this distinct impression of you being in some sort of like, and I don't know anything about Egyptian stuff except what they do in the movies, but you were in kind of like a royal court or something like that, but I saw you literally as, oh my gosh, say a woman of great notoriety. And here we just said not everybody, but she had notoriety back then. But you were not a very nice person, Christiana. You were not.
Well, back in those days, there was a lot of.
Yes, she liked to make people suffer.
Well, there was a lot of people that weren't nice, but that was common practice. So, you know, if that's the way it worked, that's the way it worked, you know. Those very brutal societies back then.
You had amazing long hair. Crystal Gayle, do you remember her hair?
Oh, yeah, her hair was all the way down past her butt.
Yeah, well, and your hair dragged on the floor. That's how long it was. But like I say, you were a very vicious lady. You were, you know, you would take men, like, to your bed. And if they didn't please you, you'd have them killed. You know, like, get him out of here. Go cut his head off. What?
That sounds like somebody, not that I'm in the history, that not from Egypt, somebody in the history that was similar to that. But anyway, I'm not going to try to dig that out of my cobwebs in my brain, but
you
I do remember that.
Cleopatra, and I don't even know if she was from Egypt. Was she an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Well, you were similar, but you were not Cleopatra.
I don't know that she was that kind of person either, necessarily. I mean, she was the ruler. It is what it is.
Truthfully, at some more, I'm looking at this. You know, this will be the start of us being able to do this. Sometimes it's so cloudy, I can't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, it's very possible, Christiana, that you really were a lesbian. But you would entertain men as a sinful pleasure. I don't know what to call it. She used them as like toys, like playthings. But I really think her heart belonged to being with women. And I don't know if they allowed that back then.
Probably not back in those days. I mean, it's only become acceptable very recent as far as human history.
That's
true. Super recent if you look at how long humans have been running around here creating chaos.
Because there is a woman here that is someone you were very attracted to, lots of desire, and this woman returned it to her.
Well,
but it looks like it was very clandestine, you know, something that went on in the shadows.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much almost every society back in the day, it had to be.
And I'm not sure they had a whole lot of moral, what do you say, like a moral compass, seems like they were all kind of slutty back in the day.
It depended, though. You know, some people didn't have the right to be slutty, but a lot of royalty did. But then some places they didn't, depending on what continent and what time frame. They could be beheaded for being promiscuous, some of the royalty people, right? Or at least banished.
I don't know
at least
enough
banished.
About
at least
history.
Banished. At least banished, some of them. All right,
like,
anyway.
Like thrown out of the kingdom or the banished?
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of times they would make up charges.
Oh.
She was unfaithful, and somebody would, well, they forced, you better say you agree with me or I'm going to behead you. So you go, yes, she was unfaithful. You know, and then they would take away their power.
Well, and the end of the story for you is you were, speaking of power.
Power!
Christiana, you were headed toward taking your reign, like some kind of reign over the people, but you were murdered. You just weren't liked.
Power.
Know? Yeah.
Yep, fighting for power, it sucks.
Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of, you know, a lot of these seem like movie plots, you know, like the one with that Ashley had where, remember?
She was here. She might still be here.
Yeah.
She said hi. She probably just said hi just to give a hi. Maybe not here.
Now, notice in your relationships, people, that if you meet somebody and they just rub you totally the wrong way, you can't seem to get close to them for anything, there's often a past life connection. For instance, there's a guy that lives around here who is actually a well-known actor. And I was introduced to him by my office mate. She knew him very well. And he was working on a big film and stuff. Anyway, we all became friends. And something about him, I wanted to really like him. But there was something that just, And when I look back in my cards at a past life reference with him, oh, yes, there was one. And he had pushed me out of a second-story window. It was like way back in the Old West. And he was the nephew of a guy who owned businesses in this town. And the nephew wanted to marry me. He was madly in love with me. We would go out in like a cornfield and get jiggy out there. And anyway, he said to me, he was just a shoemaker, not a shoe. They make the...
He was a blacksmith.
That's it. Okay. Yes. But the uncle had money. And so I told the nephew, I'm going to marry your uncle because I want to wear nice clothes and blah, blah, blah. And he got so mad that he drew his hands back and he went, and he just shoved me right out the window and I went, boom.
Fall down and went boom.
Yeah. And I just checked out right there.
Yeah, well, you got to go. You got
to
go.
He refused to accept that and believe it, by the way. And I thought, here you are creating all these, you know, fantastical movies, you know. And I'm thinking, and you won't accept the simple, you know, vision of a past life.
Why does he have to believe in such a thing?
Because I told him.
No, well, yeah, that well, hell, he should change the way his philosophy on life then.
Sometimes I just like spinning him up. That's all.
It's like, you know, I'm not sold against it, but I'm 90% like I don't buy into it. That's just me. 90%, not 100, because I don't 100% anything. There's all sorts of mysteries in life. So
well, if you start looking at quantum physics,
what the hell does that have to do with past life?
Because they say all lifetimes are running simultaneously. So we've got past lives that are still running and future lives that we have
That's the people that are looking at, like,
yeah,
physical universe, like it's some TV shows and transmissions are bouncing around. And that's the time travel thing. Now we should just all do acid and start talking about this at this point. This is crazy shit.
I don't know how much I actually believe, but I like looking at everything.
Oh, it's fun to talk about because it's, like I said, I'm not 100% like I ain't buying it. I'm just like 90% I'm not buying it, but who the fuck am I? I'm not some kind of super all expert that would know these types of things to say it's not true. I just don't think it is.
Does anybody in the...
Well...
Do they have a question?
Oh, you're not. We have to. I forgot. Let's open the floor. We still got 10 minutes. Messenger, phone call, type in your question. We got about a 20-second delay, so we shall see what happens. Allison said she wanted to call, but she just didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And I said, well, think of something you might want to look at and give us a call. So let's see what happens. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that, what was that show? I loved it, Quantum Leap.
Never watched it.
Really? I loved that show. It was kind of cool. You would just put this guy in different jump time and travel. It was kind of, I thought it was a cool show.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. That's the dude that's on NCIS New Orleans now, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I think he was the Quantum Leap guy. Then there was another person that was like feeding him, hey, here's, he just appeared as somebody he didn't know. He didn't even be like, holy crap, who am I? And the guy, some guy would tell him, hey, here's the deal.
But you know, it's kind of like the butterfly effect. Like you've said, you don't want to start screwing around with the past if you had that power, because it could go way worse.
Yeah, that was an interesting movie. It's really weird and creepy. I can see your screen change.
Hello there.
And they got to volume up that. You got to volumize that.
Hello.
Hello.
There is Miss Allison on the phone with us.
She's been watching the show like the whole time.
Yes. You must not have to work early tomorrow.
I'm not tomorrow.
Wow. There you go.
So you're up having a good time
tonight.
Stay up
and party hardy.
Yes, I'm just saying.
Well, Allison, what's on your mind? Or did you think of something?
Not really, no.
should we see how that ex is feeling about you? We could do that.
Yeah, okay.
Give it a shot. Well, Deb, what was about that?
About what?
Well, you do the cards, you can talk and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. I remember a little bit
of
talking.
He was coming through the
store. Yeah. They had that encounter. She was at the had to process him, basically at the store, and I just kind of she played it cool, which is what the right thing to do. And you figure he was feeling her out.
Well, I feel too that he wants her to crawl through crushed glass to get him back. And it's not going to happen, right?
No.
Well, and that's kind of, that doesn't even.
No.
I would say that almost to anybody in that situation. You're dreaming after all those years, really. And you're just going to show up at a store and think that somebody's going to fling themselves at him like a fish.
He's working up, Allison, to the point that he's going to open a conversation. He wants you back. Bottom line. Let's just hit the bottom line. He actually wants you back. And I think he's going to put on a pretty persuasive campaign to make that happen. But I, like we said, what was it, last night? Sometimes leopards don't change their spots.
99% of the time.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that. Everything's 100% because there's an exception to every rule. But it's safe to say most of them don't.
He wasn't a bad person.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit louder.
Did he cheat on you?
No.
No.
Just didn't work out, right?
It's having odd.
Yeah.
And when you're younger, you know, things are different.
Yeah.
So.
You know, something's coming through in your cards I want to mention to you. It's totally a different subject.
Yeah, cool.
But in the future, I feel that you may turn, your career path's going to, turn a little bit towards... something involving either like hairdressing and makeup or fashion. I've noticed recently Amazon is looking for people to take jobs with them, can be part-time or full-time, as a fashion advisor, where you will literally help people over the phone put together, say, an ensemble, you know. And maybe it doesn't appeal to you now, but I think later on, you're going to realize that you have quite a flair for that. And it could be quite fun.
Yeah, I've been told that before.
Really?
To be honest, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been told that I'm a fashion trend.
Yeah.
People tend to follow what I do and wear, but at the moment, just doesn't interest me at all. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. But, you know, if you have that talent, maybe you could become an online influencer just for fun.
And it could be not It could be part of the field, but not what we're thinking.
Right.
It could be some other side-related part of that field,
could
too.
Could be becoming a buyer for, you know,
it could
like,
be marketing for one of those fields. And sometimes marketing is very interesting. Some people love marketing.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
It's
and it,
like fighting a war. It's plotting out an attack.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily like you have to know the makeup and how to use it and tell people how to use it. If you're a marketer, you're plotting strategies. Stuff. So, you know, it could be a side field. That was just an example I threw out.
Yeah, I'm just saying
I
feel
the
down the road, you're going to want to want to explore your own creativity.
Cool.
And if you're a trendsetter, that's really interesting. Really, because doesn't a lot of fashion trends, don't they come out of the UK? They used to, at least.
They typically come from abroad, like Europe is Europe, obviously, and UK is in Europe, imagine that. So, yeah, they typically, a lot of stuff does come from there.
Yeah, so you're kind of in the hub, you know.
It doesn't interest me at the minute, you know what I mean? Like, I've got loads of friends that ask me my opinion and stuff like that. At the moment, it just didn't interest me at all. You know what I mean? Everybody said, like, I work in a shop with...
Yeah.
The clothes and stuff like that. I don't I didn't enjoy it at all because, I clashed with the manager.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that happens.
That's a very good reason.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's nothing you can do about that, right?
Well, Allison, I'm glad that you called because you brought us to the end of our show.
That's right, and you hung with us the whole show.
Yeah, we
love appreciate
having
that.
You. We love having you with us. All of you have made this so much more fun than I ever expected. Yes. All right, Allison, we're going to send you off to Monday and talk to you. We'll be back on the air tomorrow.
Well, she's already into Monday.
Yeah. All right. So if you get a chance, check in with us. We'll be on.
It'll be News for the Soul, so we won't be doing Facebook Messenger, but we will still be broadcasting on Facebook Live.
Yes. And if we hit a lull, ask a question.
We'll take the type in questions.
Any of you can.
And it happens.
Yes.
It does. All right.
Okay, hon, take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Real quick, before you wrap it up, Suzanne came on. She got her book, and she's working on the hearts.
Oh, good for you.
It actually didn't take that long, because it's taken longer sometimes for some people to get the book.
Yes.
So that was actually not bad.
I have some, what are they, presentations. My late husband. Yeah, he put a lot of them together that I can share with you as you go along. Remember now, try not to overthink it. Let it kind of just marinate in you.
And you got to learn it at your own pace. Some people just bam, right?
And he learned it in like a week.
Well, I learned.
He was good.
I learned it as far as I know exactly what he started, but putting it together, that's a whole different ballgame. But anyway, go ahead.
Once the school is running, we're going to actually have practice sessions. I mean, you're going to be dreaming about cards in your sleep. So, Suzanne, thanks for letting us know. And everybody really enjoyed this. Sunday is a strong contender for a weekly show.
It wasn't bad.
All right, we're going to have to leave you now. Let's hit it.
I did, but, you know, look at
here we go. What did she say?
10 seconds.